Welcome, welcome, welcome to Four Corners, and we're back again. Oh, I know you guys, I know you missed my voice, but here we are again, this voice, this incredible voice. But hey, listen, I'm so excited today. We have an incredible topic to discuss today. I think it's well-deserving, right, Mama? Would you think it's well-deserving?
Yes, absolutely.
Rashia, what do you think? Definitely well-deserving, right? Especially in the market that we are.
Yes.
We're going to talk about entrepreneurship.
Yes.
You know, being a small business owner.
Yes.
We have a guest today, and she's here as one of our small business owner, as a minority. She's going to kind of tell us where she is as far as owning a business. We're going to kind of challenge you a little bit. If you want to introduce yourself, go right ahead and let us know who you are and how could we reach out to you too when it comes to your social media.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Bianca, and I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for having me. Well, you can find me in Instagram as B Premier Cleaning. I do cleaning. Find my page and give me a follow.
Well, I don't want to. I'm just gonna kind of sit back and watch you ladies kind of ask some questions. I mean, I did prepare some stuff for her. But my thing before we get started, I want to just kind of give us, let's give a minor definition. When we say entrepreneurship, what do you think it means? Especially as a woman, as a minority. Rashia, what do you think when you hear entrepreneurship? What's the word that comes to your mind?
Freedom.
Oh, wow.
Time freedom, financial freedom.
Whoa.
Like there's no cap.
Yes.
There's no ceiling. What I want to do with my life.
Yes, ma'am.
And then just being my own boss, being in control of like my future, and not letting it be in someone else's hand.
Yeah, someone is a shadow. Like you control your own shadow, how
exactly.
It moves, where you go, and
where
you
I'm
decide.
Going, how I move, what I want to do. You can't tell me no. You can't do that. Yes, I can.
Because
I'm my boss.
Yeah, you can fire yourself too, though.
Yeah,
for sure.
Exactly. Like, girl, you better get it together.
You better. And then, Mama, what do you think when we say entrepreneurship? What like a word that comes to your mind for you?
Oh man, I mean, I feel Rashia literally said it all.
She just
so
set
I
the
really
bar.
Don't know.
Like, thanks.
She set the bar.
I've been
so
here for a while.
My goodness.
You can tell.
Like we just needed a word. She went up and said, "Yeah, catch me up here. Figure it out."
Yeah, I think honestly, is the capacity where you can, you know, create your own ideas and just, you know, again, have, you know, the capacity to time, you know, manage your time every time you need to. And, you know, and also be the boss,
right.
You know, be the boss, you know, tell people what to
y'all
do.
Really like
you
this
know
part.
What I
we
mean?
Get it.
So,
we get it.
Yes.
You want to be a boss.
Yes.
Lord.
At the end of the day, yeah. I want to keep working for the man.
And then for you, Miss Bianca, what would you say when you hear the word entrepreneurship as a minor small business owner? What comes to your mind? I know they've already said it all.
She said it. Like the first word that I thought today was freedom.
Wow.
Like
okay.
I recently became a mom and she's 3 months today.
Oh,
and I love being with her.
Oh.
So freedom is one of the, you know, like one of the things. And yeah, being my own boss and have the time, you know, like whenever I want to, you know.
When I want to work, when I don't want to work,
yes,
I can do that.
Yes, yes. I am enjoying this. Like,
yeah.
I love being my own boss.
That's amazing.
Yes, yes.
Good for you. It's well. It definitely is well deserving. But I know before we get to Bianca, I know we all of us have some questions we are going to ask, especially me. But what I want to do is, I feel like we are all owners here somehow. I feel like every one of you is a small business owner. I mean, the way that you guys are saying it, it seems like y'all own maybe one or two or three businesses. This is embarrassing. How dare y'all? How dare y'all not leave it for the rest of us? No, I appreciate. So, like, when we talk about, especially in 2024, right, as a woman, right, with all the changes that's happening and everything that's going on, like I said, before we get to Bianca, I just want to understand what's been the most rewarding thing for you guys as an entrepreneur?
Ooh. I guess for me, it would be the ability to like do things like this.
Gotcha.
Give back.
Okay.
Give out my knowledge. You take what I've learned and share it upon other people, especially females.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I'm part of a lot of groups that are like female oriented.
Yeah.
So being in those rooms and those spaces with other entrepreneur females is always nice. So like just being in those spaces and being able to give back to those women and take what I can from them as well.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's like a tick for tat type thing.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. And then what would you say for you, Giselle?
I would say motivate others too. Encourage other women to understand, you know, that they also have the capacity
to do this.
To do this, you know, to understand that,
sure,
you know.
I'm sure it's not an easy task.
Absolutely, you know.
It's scary. It can be very scary at times.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then just, you know, understand, you know, what are you good? You know, what are you capable of?
Right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
what skills do you have that you think you can, you know, market it, you know, for a business and then be able to pursue that. And again, going back to freedom, having the freedom to be able to, you know,
do what it is that you
do what
love
it is that you
or that
love.
You're passionate about.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think that, and so you would say being entrepreneurship really doesn't require some sort of knowledge or some sort of degree. Do you think there's maybe some sort of, I don't know, maybe some kind of learning process that you have to kind of go through, because I know you can't just be like, I want to open a business account and that's it.
Exactly.
There's
got to
be some things, right?
There's steps to it.
Steps, okay.
You know, you have to do your research and you have to get all the paperwork together with the government and all those fun things that no one really wants to do.
Let me tell
but
you.
But you got to do
it. You got to do it, man. Talking about government, you don't play.
No,
when
the
tax
IRS
time
don't
comes
play.
In, man, let me tell you, being a business owner,
please
you do
send
the
me
taxes.
My money. I want my money.
Yeah, they want their money. They don't even care at all. They just want their money. So for you, Bianca, what do you think as a small business, but kind of tell us, what do you do for your business anyway? What does your business do?
So I have a cleaning business. Right now, like I was telling you guys, I love being at home. I love being with my baby. One of the things that I really love about this right now is that money is coming to me without me having to get up.
And must be
like
nice.
Yes, like money like is coming to me. Like, you know, every week I'm taking care of my girls. We're busy. I'm thankful for that. So I don't know. Like I feel very how do I say, like, I don't know. I work really hard for this. So right now I feel like I'm going like a little bit step by step. I'm still not where I want to be, but very proud. I'm very proud like for like what I've done these past years. So ask me more later. I don't know what else to say.
Well, I'm gonna step back and then ladies, I'll let you guys maybe just jump in and just ask some questions, maybe some tips too. I feel like with all our listeners, they're gonna be listening. They want some tips. They want some information on what to do and what not to do. Especially you guys being business owners for years, you've seen it all. In the world of Elon Musk, in the world of Peep Daddy, in the world of all these crazy talented individuals that got money.
Wait.
Where are you guys?
Wait.
Where do you fit in?
Hold on.
What?
Stop right there.
What happened?
Why are you throwing all this to us?
Because
you also are a business owner.
I'm not. Nope.
And
nope.
I would love.
Leave me alone.
I would love. Hold on. I would love for you to share.
I'm surrounded by three women.
I would love for you to share your experience as an entrepreneur.
Nope.
And what probably tips you will provide to all our listeners who are trying to start a business? What is the basic that they need to follow? Do they need to open a new account? Do they have to register their business?
Why am I being put in a spot?
I want to know.
I want no smoke.
Because you know.
You can give the male perspective.
I mean,
real quick.
Well, let's start with the ladies. So we're going to start with y'all.
Ladies
and then,
first.
You know, I'm going to come in my last 3 minutes. You know,
pass
and I
the
give
mic,
it,
pass
I'm
the
passing
mic.
The mic to y'all. I'm gonna pass the mic, but I feel like I'm very curious when it comes to the woman's perspective, right? As a business owner, right? In the world of, you know, especially being black woman, being a woman of color, whatever that you call yourself that you are, as a small business, there's a lot of challenges that I see, right? Just so much challenge. People don't even like you just for the fact that you own a business and it feels some type of way. I just wanna know where when it comes to everything they've done, just the next generation, when you look at the next generation of young girls that want to be successful, that don't want to go to school, say, hey, this is what I'm good at. Where do I start? Mm-hmm. What would you say? I'll start with you, Rashia. What would you say to the young girls that are ready to take on the world?
I feel like if you found your why or your purpose,
yeah,
your like your passion,
yeah,
I think you should follow that.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that can lead to God knows who where.
Right.
Like, if your heart's in it and that's what you want to do,
yeah,
then take the right measures and steps to legalize it, to monetize it, and to get it moving and build on it and make that your brand. So if you found your passion, I say go for it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's people that don't even know what to do with their lives. They don't have no why. They don't have no passion. They don't know what their purpose is. But if you're lucky to find it at like a young age, go for it.
I literally just caught three words that I really appreciate. You say passion, legalize it, monetize it.
Put it on a shirt.
Man.
I like that.
I wrote it down. I say, wait a minute.
Oh, I'm going to come with some gems.
Wait a minute. Let me tell you, she said the most important, out of everything that I got, what was powerful enough for all the listeners to hear, all the little girls are trying to start the little business or even just interested in getting into that, passion, legal, money.
Get that money.
You got to get that money at the end of the day. Money. Because passion, you can't do passion forever at the end of the day. If you're not making money,
you're going to get sad.
And you're going to get sad. And then you can't do it on the low low.
No.
You thinking, I'm going to do this on the low low. No, the low low does not work. No. Federal government don't play about the low low. You better legalize it. And I'm going to explain all of that, what she means. Why she's mentioned passion, legal, and then money. It's very important, especially me being finances is some of the things that I do every day, and I'm gonna cover that here very soon. But anyway, so Giselle, for you, what would you say just to the young girls?
Again, find your passion.
Y'all need to give me another word.
What skills?
Y'all passing it out to them.
No. It's what you need.
Yeah.
Find what you're good. What you're good at. Find what skills do you have.
I love that skills.
Skills.
Is it hair? Nails.
Is it candles? Yeah. Is it lotion?
Right.
Are you a designer?
Yes. Like, yes. Find what you're good at and then pursue that 100% and focus on that and marketize it as much as you can.
But I don't want to leave out those people that don't know
what it is that they want to do.
Right. Like for me, it took me a minute because I was like, oh, I'm good at so many things because I'm so dope. Yeah.
Right.
Like, so like, what's that one thing that like, okay, I know I can make money from this. Right. I know this is something that I'm not going to get tired or bored of. Like, it's always going to be in me. So for those people that don't know what it is that they want to do, it's okay to like try different things to figure it out. Because some of us, you know, are a jack of all trades. We can do a little bit of this. We can do a little bit of that.
Yeah.
But what's that one thing
that you're good
that you're like phenomenal at? Like out of this world type level.
I love that. Yeah. I really do love that. Yeah. So what we're going to do is, so now that we kind of, while we're having this conversation, I want us to kind of have a question for our Bianca for her. So I have a question for you. I know. I'm sorry. when it comes to, as a business owner, right, how hard was it for you to be able to execute things that you want as a business owner? Especially now that you're a mother, how hard is it for you when you're at home and you can't execute things the way you want it to be? Like, what is your, how should I put it? Well, what's been the toughest thing for you as an owner to execute? And then also, what's been the easiest for you to execute while still dealing with your
newborn baby?
Yeah, especially being a mom. I'm sorry.
wait.
I know. So like so basically let me just to simplify the question, I would say, what's been the hardest thing for you as a mother while you're still dealing with, you know,
chasing your entrepreneurial dreams?
Right. Especially having employees where sometimes things can't be perfect, and then how do you balance all of that?
I think I've done a good job, like, training people. So, like, you know, like, I made sure that, you know, when I was pregnant, I was I was making sure that the they were communicating with me. You know, that's why, like, I try to always have my phone next to me, like, with, right. with speakers. So, like, whenever they need me, I'm there. Sometimes it's hard, like, for me to do the estimates.
Yeah.
But I always, I don't know, I feel like I always find a way. Like, for me, I try not to put excuses. Like, gotcha. No, I can't do this. No, right. I, you know, like, there's, I don't know. Like, I've been trying to be, like, positive. Mm-hmm. And, I don't, being a mom is, like, is such a big responsibility. And, mm-hmm. and also, I'm a single mom.
Right.
And, I don't know, like, I feel like I've been really lucky, like, with the people that I train. I Aww. Trust them. I love my clients. Like, they've been really, like, good to me.
Yeah.
You know, like, because they know I'm a mom and, yeah. and I'm single.
Right.
But I don't know, like, when you guys were saying, like, about the, you say, like, black people, like,
right,
the,
right.
all that stuff. Minority, I wanted to say that for me, like, as a woman, as a Latina, like, right. it's been the language too. Like, it, like
mm-hmm. the language. Barrier.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. Like, that's been it's been tough. But I don't know. Like, I don't let anybody, like, stop me. Like, I you know, like, there's people that have to say no to me, but right. I go for the ones that say yes, and I want to take care of them, mm-hmm. and then I keep going. Yes. Like, I just keep going.
Yeah. I feel like as a female, we have this. We're going to make it happen yeah. or make it work regardless yeah. type yeah. mentality. Yeah.
Yeah. Now more than ever, you know, especially like, I have a baby and now it's like, I wanna,
I'm not doing it just for me. Yeah. I have right. to do it for her
yes.
too.
Yes, yeah.
That urge, man.
Yeah.
That fire.
She's like, I literally extra got motivator. Goosebumps,
like, talking about my baby. Oh. Like, oh.
That urge. I don't know what it is.
I see feel her like and I want to keep pushing hard.
That's beautiful.
And go harder.
Yeah, you can't teach that.
No.
That's something you cannot teach.
That's DNA. That's installed in you.
You
it was it, all the way in, but now it's all the way out.
Yeah.
Like now more that. Than ever, I'm like pushing hard.
Harder.
And wow. Yeah.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful to hear. So for all of our listeners that are dealing with this, this is, as you can see, the most important thing she said as a single mother, I'm still getting up and I have this new fire, this yeah. new energy knowing yeah. that I'm doing
if it. If I can do
else.
It, you it's can beautiful. Do it. And if you're single, no kids, right. oh my God, you have nobody to stop you. Like right. you're free. Yeah, you have you. All yeah. the time yeah. that you want. Like, yeah, nobody's like crying, mommy, I want you. Like, like, you know, like if you're a mom, like also like, yeah, the kid is not like, a kid is not going to stop you from
it's not
going like,
to hinder you no. right. from following mm-hmm. your dreams. No. If anything, it should be more motivation.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. yeah. So I hope I yeah. can motivate somebody out there. Like, start your business. Mm-hmm. Start now, because if not, when?
Right.
That's yeah. true.
Don't procrastinate.
Yeah.
Yep.
Don't keep thinking about it and you're thinking about
don't,
it.
Yeah, don't let the years come because, you know, like.
Like, girl, you've been dreaming on this dream for 5 years. Yeah, I know, but yeah. let me get yeah. working at my pace.
I didn't know I was, like, you know, passionate at what I'm doing. But now more than ever, like, I'm taking care of, like, what's helping me, you know, yeah. right now.
Mm-hmm. So do you do residential, commercial?
I do all.
Nice. Like,
nice. Yeah, I don't say no, like, unless it's super hard or whatever, but mm-hmm. I always find a way. And I let people say no to me. Like, I always say yes, but then I, you know, like, I always say yes, I'm here. How can I help you? Like, mm-hmm. I put myself out there. And, like, I think that's why I keep getting busy. And you know, like, I literally work every day. Like, yeah. I get, you know.
Oh, we don't get days off.
No.
There is
no, there's
days
no
off
days
at
off.
Monday
no,
to Monday.
No, and my head never stops.
Like, I'm always working.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You have no
yeah.
rest.
No
that's,
rest.
That's your, you need your money. That's how you're going to pay your bills.
When they say yes. no days off, I literally, no like, I don't have no days off.
Yes.
I might get an hour.
That's amazing. I love that answer. It kind of gives clarity to a lot of what you're going through as a business owner, because it's, that I think that's the diamond. That's the rare jewel of being an entrepreneur,
mm-hmm.
right? It's being able to see, okay, I'm finally doing it. I've got clients. I'm making money,
mm-hmm.
because there are times too you're not making any money, and it's like, okay, well, what do I got to do? Like, how yeah. do I? because you work for yourself, you know, you got to come up with, like I call all the LLCs 1099.
Yeah.
You are a 1099 and you have to figure it out.
You are a contractor.
So you better figure it out.
The money's out there, go get it.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. That's amazing. So how do you balance work life, and especially not to your mother, how are you balancing your work life and then also with your personal life?
I balance it well right now. I'm at home. I've been with my baby for the past, 3 months, and
okay, you've been saying baby for like five times. She said, I want to be with my child. Okay, leave me alone.
I like people tell me, enjoy your baby. Okay, I'm gonna enjoy my baby.
That's what I'm gonna do.
Yeah, because I'm still getting money in, and maybe I'm not making what I want to make right now, but right now I'm enjoying my baby and I'm going to take my time. And then when I feel like I'm ready to go, I'm going to go harder. Yes. Like I'm going to go stronger. I'm like, nobody's stopping me.
Ooh, I got chills. Mm-hmm. I got chills. Yes. That's
beautiful. She meant that. I felt that passion.
Yeah, I know. I was whoa. She went straight up. Yeah, I'm
already started to work out. I'm trying to get that energy back.
That's good.
And I'm like, I want to come. When I come, I'm feeling it. It's inside of me. But now, like, I'm enjoying my baby.
Yeah.
But like I said, because I work so hard, money's still coming in, and I'm paying my bills.
Yeah.
And maybe I don't have, like I said, I'm not making as much as I want right now, but it's coming.
Okay.
Yeah.
You got this.
Yeah. Yes.
Any questions you want to add there that maybe I didn't ask, Marcia?
Can't think of anything.
Yeah?
Chija? You got some questions?
I wish we like do a live and then we have people asking.
That's coming. That's coming.
Listen. Now you stop revealing everything. No. This is trust me. It's in motion. We'll definitely tell you it's in motion for sure. Yeah. Yeah.
I just want to say because I'm Latina. So from a Latina to a Latina, I am so damn proud of you, Bianca.
Aww.
I always tell her that every single time. I'm so damn proud of you.
Aww.
She knows it. Because we have been working together. I mean, she started, as a client first, before as a client, as a friend, we have this friendship, that we built together. Then she became my client for, fitness, training, nutrition, all the stuff that I do behind the scenes. And now seeing you as an entrepreneur and now seeing you as a mother, from a mother to a mother. Damn, girl, I am so damn proud of you. You're killing it. I just want to say to any Latina out there who's listening, you're not alone, okay? You got this. Even though you think you might going through difficult struggles, remember, God is with you. That's number one thing. Number two, you will always get someone who's willing to assist you, who's willing to guide you, who's willing to encourage you to keep pushing. Very important that you also find friends that also are in the entrepreneur world that can assist you, that can uplift you, that can motivate you, that in the moments that you're struggling, they willing to help you. Very important. But yes, I'm very proud of you. You're doing amazing. I just want to encourage any Latina out there who is trying to start a business, go for it. Like Rishia mentioned before, if you don't know where to start, maybe start little things. Maybe start little projects here and there and see how it goes. Maybe tell your neighbors, your friends, even though, some of those people might not support you as the way you expected. Don't take it personal.
Nope.
Still go for it. Still go for it and try it,
I use rejection as my motivation.
Absolutely.
Oh, you tell me now? Okay. Mm-hmm. Now I got to prove you wrong. Now I got to add you to the list of the people I got to prove wrong.
Yes, absolutely. So, I think, for me and Bianca, who we are entrepreneurs here in Columbus, Ohio, and we've been working for a while, I think, like you mentioned before, Bianca, for us, the struggle is the language barrier. It doesn't matter how well you speak English, there's still a language barrier, and also a little discrimination here and there. You know what I mean? Which
oh,
we
I've
still
been through all.
We
I've
we
been through all, but
yeah
still
yeah
here.
Yeah we still push
let's,
through.
Let's use the word bias.
Let's
just say bias. Use the word discrimination.
That's
yeah.
okay. That you know we open here to discuss anything, but.
Right.
Yes, absolutely. The struggles that we've been through, how we trying to continue motivating the Latino community here in Columbus, Ohio, you know, it's one of the things that we do every day, right? Through our social media, with the people that know us, our family members, friends, whatever. I mean, we always encouraging people to find your passion and go for it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I love this. That was beautiful. That was beautifully put, Mama.
Yes.
So we just discussed passion, right? That was pretty much us just discussing the passion, why we love. We are all, I guess, entrepreneur. Now, let's get to the legal part of things. Oh, Lord.
I want to know. Do not get in trouble. Very important.
Let's get to the legal.
Do not get in trouble.
Oh, y'all thought we were finished? Oh, no, we're not. Oh, we're not. So when it comes to the legal, so anyone that's listening is asking, what does that mean, the legal part of things? Well, you can't just decide you want to do something for fun, and that's it.
No.
There are structures. There are legal structure you must take for you to be able to get things done.
Yes.
And some of those legal structure would be getting your business registered. Let me know if I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. Being able to get some kind of structure for your business. So one is getting your legal structure, such as you have your secretary of state, wherever state you are, you get that register, and then you get your EIN number, of course. And then after that, you decide funding. We'll talk about that later, but I will say, like, account, right? Because you need a business account. Because as an entrepreneur, you can't do everything yourself. You can do it in a finance where we call out, you can do, like, sole proprietor. You can do that. But for some of us, I think most of us all have LLC, if I'm not
LLCs,
mistaken, correct?
I have one S Corp.
Okay.
Because I also have a commercial cleaning business that's an S Corp. Mm.
Gotcha.
And then all the rest of my businesses are LLCs.
Correct. So for those that don't know, can you explain? So what the heck is an S Corp?
Yes, please.
Can you explain what an S Corp is?
Is that?
So basically an S Corp is an LLC times 100. So this is where you get, like, if you have multiple employees or if you have, like, certain, like, branches under your business. So for my cleaning business, because I do commercial only, and I do, like, manufacturers, I do government, federal buildings. Mm-hmm. So I had to have an S-Corp because legally I can't go after government and federal contracts with an LLC.
Makes sense.
And then, you know, having my employees, they're all W-2 and things of that nature. And I wanted to grow this business and eventually franchise it. So as a franchisee, you have to be an S-Corp or higher in order to franchise it.
Right.
I see.
So that's why my cleaning
so
business
S-Corp
is S-Corp.
So S-Corp is called S-Corporation, but for those who don't know this, S-Corporation is C-Corporation. Depending how you file your taxes, it's all different, by the way.
That
so
means
S-Corporation.
That means when you are already in the next level, you must
have an S-Corp.
You
there
have
you
to
or
have
C-Corp.
An S-Corp.
You
exactly.
must.
So you have to be a C-Corporation.
When you're making, you know, 100K plus a year.
Yeah. You need to change.
You need to change your bracket. Definitely does change. I'm like, Lord Jesus.
Yeah, you better watch out.
Why
are
you taking
out?
All my money?
We don't want people to get deemed.
No. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you obviously choosing your business name, getting it registered with your state.
Yep.
Like you mentioned, the EIN numbers is kind of like the next step.
Right.
And if you have to obtain any licenses or permits.
Right.
Those will be
sales,
things that you will have
resell.
Yep. Those will be the next things. Insurance, especially in the cleaning
business,
you have to have the liability insurance.
Liability.
Make sure your employees are covered. And when you start to get under with employees, as you would know, unemployment filing, withdrawal, Social Security, like it's a whole process.
And by the way, that is if you're in an S corporation. So if you're a C or S corporation, you need to get yourself together or not. Now, if you're a sole member,
a sole proprietor,
which is a little different because you work for your business, most of the time it's a little more, it's different. Because what it means, you're not making enough money for your business. So things are set up a little differently on the tax bracket. Mm-hmm. So everything she's mentioning as far as you being a cleaning business, having an S or C corporation, it's good. Now, if you're a sole member and you have a cleaning business, it just means that you hire people as a 1099 because exactly. you don't make enough money. So I want to clear that up. So then it's like, what does that mean? What about me? What? No. It's just to clear things up for you guys.
Yes.
But again, the most important thing, and please get your business legalized.
Yes.
I don't care if you're selling cookies. I don't care if you're selling cookies.
Get that business structure.
It's a very important because one thing I cannot stress this enough, guy, working in finance, I have seen people where they do things under their personal and then they ask, why is my account being closed? Well, because you're making way too much money. And Uncle Sam wants to know why you're making too much money. Mm-hmm. Why is it not on your business? So
also,
this is why it comes in.
Legal-wise, mm-hmm. you want to put it under your business.
Absolutely.
Because the government can't come to you personally mm-hmm. and come over your personal assets.
Can't do it.
It's going to be a separation.
Completely
you want to have those separations
you
when you
those.
Start the business.
100%. 100%.
I think some people get, like, if you're new to this and they don't know, they get that confused.
Yeah.
Please separate.
Separate everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's going to be the best separation of your life.
Oh, my gosh. It's going to save you so much trouble because that's what you're, for example, if you have an LLC, which I do have, and it's a different entity and it's attached to EIN number. So EIN number, it's a tax number that's kind of like your
social security number for your business.
So it separates your personal to your business. So it's easier to do a lot of things. That's mm-hmm. why you see a lot of people that have money, they have LLC because of the structure rate, they can protect themselves from anyone. Mm-hmm. So if you're starting, you can open any business, to be honest. You can do it. There's Inc., there's a corporation for profit, mm-hmm. There's so many different basket of businesses. But the easiest to start with as a minority or as a small business, I will always suggest LLC.
Yes.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Now, once you start making money, then you can
do
the amount. Yeah.
Get a lawyer.
Yeah.
Baby.
Yeah.
Baby steps.
Crawling,
yeah.
Eventually walking.
Yeah.
To running.
Yeah. 100%.
Full throttle.
Yeah. The reason why we're covering this, guy, to you that are listening, it's a very important topic. So you don't get too excited because the passion you want to go. Then you're like, I want to go do this. No, we want to make sure that we're breaking it down for you without scaring you. Right.
Yes. Right.
Like, oh, well, what do you mean? I got to know.
Structure.
It's just
you
need
the structure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's why we need to make sure we can discuss the legal part of that.
Yeah.
What else do you?
And there's so many resources.
Absolutely.
In Columbus that
you
can tap into. Like
for me, when
I started my entrepreneurship, mm-hmm. there was free classes that I was able to take at Columbus State.
Yeah. You can go
that
there.
Literally
mm-hmm. free.
Free mm-hmm. walked me through the whole process, mm-hmm. and then they actually offered like legal help afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
They got us connected with financial people to get us like funding and everything of that thing. So like there's resources out there that will help you step by step.
My favorite one is a CDFI. So for those that don't know, if you have a small business and you're looking for lending, because I can talk about it because it's government and also sponsor funded, CDFI. Looked it up. Mm-hmm. CDFI is a good way to go if you're starting your business.
Yes.
And then you're trying to expand. I forgot what it stands for. Again, I do. I know it's like community development funding something.
Like that.
Yeah, there's one in each state, by the way. So each state has a CDFI. So that's the best way to go if you're looking for like a small lender that you need money. They're easier to deal with compared going
to a traditional bank or something like
that. So I wanted to kind of add that up in there. Yes.
Guys, I just want to give a quick shout out to Adebayo University.
Yes.
Thank you so much for allowing us
absolutely
to doing this amazing
podcast.
We appreciate you all,
Adebayo.
Thank you.
What else do you think we need to add just to kind of pass by the legal part of being a business owner? I think we kind of covered it all. Anything else maybe we might have missed, do you think we should add?
No, I think.
Yeah.
We covered pretty much all of it. Mm-hmm. You know, once you get those certain things in place, that's when you open the business account, and that's when you go undergo the IRS and tax filing and all that fun stuff. That's the stuff that scares people that part.
Yeah.
Mm. All the rest of it's fun, but once you get down to like, oh, the IRS.
Right,
like,
I got
to
do this? Uh-uh.
Mm-hmm.
I
that's when people get scared.
Mm-hmm. I ain't trying to deal with them.
But if you have the right team and, you know, the right people around you that can, like, kind of guide you with it, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
But you don't understand when you do them. Now, the most important thing, when we get to money, which I want to, like, talk about, let me tell you, doing your business taxes, it's going to cost you.
I hire someone. I have the same tax lady.
Lord.
Diamond Tax Spensive. Services. Whew. She is phenomenal. Mm. She be getting me money. Get I didn't even good, know I yeah. was going to get. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh.
Get you a good tax person. Yes.
Get you a good tax person.
Because if not, but it still is expensive, by the way.
Because yeah, when you're filing, it's still expensive.
It can cost between $800 up to $1,500, to be honest.
It's expensive.
It's
but
quite expensive, but it's
at least you know it's going to be done right. Yep. The IRS yeah. ain't going to come after Mm-mm. you afterwards. Yeah. It's all legal yeah. and everything. Yeah. So yeah. make sure you get auditing, a good yeah. tax person.
And we're not trying to. The reason why I want to mention this again, guys, we just want to make sure you're prepared when you're ready to take on the world as a mm-hmm. as a small business owner.
Yes.
Because let me tell you, the IRS, they give you 10 years. If you're mm-hmm. not messing up for those 10 years, you're
oh,
free. After
boy.
Between 7, 10 years, if they find any, when they do the auditing and you something is going on, they're coming after you.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
and
I
they don't
like
play.
To mention one other thing.
Yeah.
That the new thing that they have out for the government, the, yeah. the NOI uh-huh. filing that you have to do for your business
yeah.
Before the beginning of the year because okay. they're going to start fining people mm-hmm. and putting people in jail if you don't file this. So it's called an NOI.
Okay.
If you have an LLC, if you have S Corp, you have to file that.
NOI. Okay.
I'll share the
okay.
mm-hmm,
yeah,
with you guys.
Yeah, perfect.
But yeah, it has something to do with the IRS. So okay. if you don't file it, it's like, $600 per day fine or okay. something crazy.
Oh mm.
Yeah, so
oh boy.
For those other entrepreneurs that have LLCs, mm. S Corps, please do that because I don't want nobody to get in trouble.
Okay. Because I read something too to say about a beneficiary. Is that the same or no?
It's the same. Yeah, it's the same.
So is that the thing?
That's the NOR is like the NOI is like the official name or something like that.
So are they wanting you to get a beneficiary like on your business or
I don't know if it's
what
a
are they trying to do?
I think they just want to keep tabs on all the businesses to be honest, you know, the government.
That's interesting because I'm like, if they want to be the beneficiary, I can just go to Bank of America and set up my bank. Oops, I did say bank, sorry. I can just go to my bank and do a beneficiary on
yeah
it.
That's true.
Yeah,
but yeah, I would say look that, into yeah. it to make
yeah.
sure.
Very
but
curious.
I do know it has to be done
yeah.
by
yeah.
the top of the year.
Okay.
Before they start issuing the fines and
right
so jail time.
Will this
whatnot.
Be before taxes is done? Is that how they? Because I need to look into this. I'm very curious.
Yeah, I would say okay. look into it. I need to. I looked into it last year because yeah. I was like, ooh, well, I ain't trying to go to jail. Let me do this right now. So as soon as they released the website, I yeah. did all mine.
Yeah. Okay.
But I also, since then, I've came up with like three other businesses. So gotcha. That now I have to go do those
so
businesses.
So where did you go to do to get yours done?
I have the website.
Perfect.
I will share it with you guys.
Perfect.
I don't
perfect.
Know right off the bat, mm-hmm.
okay.
but I will share it with you guys.
Is there a payment for that? Or
no,
you
it's
just,
free.
Just do it?
Perfect. It's more like good a registration know. Type thing.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
They just want to be nosy.
Wow. They're not playing.
They're not.
Wow.
And
there's a
fines
lot of business
not
owners
true.
Now, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I mean, you would like, I would feel like they will make it easier for
yeah.
small business owners.
You
like,
would
okay.
think.
But now it's like they're getting so tough
they're,
with things.
They're trying to get,
understand.
I think they want
to
wean out the non-business owners.
I see.
You know how sometimes we do have those people that
yeah.
just be getting LLCs,
yeah.
just to be getting
just
LLCs,
get
and then they don't do
and
nothing
they don't
with them.
Do anything mm-hmm. with them. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I
sense.
Think they're just trying to like wing out those legitimate people versus
gotcha.
the
one
the
actual
yeah.
entrepreneurs.
Okay. Yeah,
makes sense. Makes sense.
I respect that.
Makes
but that's
sense.
Gonna be tough though.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
it is.
About to go to jail.
Oh, boy.
I'm not trying to go to jail.
I'm ready to go to jail.
I am too cute for that.
All right, so the last thing I want to cover, just not too much, because I know no one never wants to talk about money. That's what I wanted to cover when it comes to the best part of being a, I guess the not the. I wouldn't say the best part. I guess just being an entrepreneur.
It's in the top five.
Yeah.
I will definitely say in the yeah. top five when it comes to money. Just money in general. When it comes to managing money, funding, or spending, what's been... let's go. I'm going to go tell you, Bianca. When we're talking about your business, right?
Yeah.
What you've made and where you are. Where do you think that's been the most challenging? Just money-wise. Like, how do you... Like, when you... How are you keeping track of your money? How are you spending? Or what are you doing to make sure like you're saving some? Especially when you come just with your client in general. Just share anything. Any tips?
Stay at home. It's less expensive. Cook. I've been cooking now. Like everything is so expensive.
Gotcha.
And like everything is more delicious at home. So I've been trying to like cook more.
Yeah.
It's getting cold. So I've been yeah. trying to stay at home.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you think like you spend, are you spending more money as a business owner when it comes to like equipments and stuff? Like how do you manage that?
I don't know
that?
For like cleaning.
Right.
It's not that, it's expensive, but
right.
it's not that expensive.
Gotcha.
So like the stuff that I buy, I feel like they last for quite a long time.
Okay.
So yeah. So like, I haven't noticed a big difference. Gotcha. But yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Because especially like Rasheed, like, do you guys go like to like online buy it in bulk because it's cheaper that way? So you're saving money. How will that work though? I'm very curious.
When I started my commercial cleaning business, my biggest purchases was like vacuums.
The vacuums. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. But they're good.
But they're like high quality vacuums.
Yes, they're high quality. Okay.
So that's where most of the money is going.
Yeah, it's
to.
Like
yeah, the vacuums.
The gotcha. Vacuums. We do like floor buffing and stuff like that. So gotcha. That was kind of one piece of equipment that was like yeah. a couple $100s.
Gotcha.
But as far as like the cleaning supplies itself, like
right.
the cleaning solutions,
right.
For my commercial company, I have to use a lot of eco-friendly because I do okay. like medical centers and stuff like that.
I see, yeah.
So I have okay. to have like high grade type cleaning solutions.
Right. You can't
so
just go to.
I can't go to Dollar Tree and get some Fabuloso. Like
$1.75.
She said Fabuloso.
We can't do that.
Fabuloso.
And again, we're not taking away from Fabuloso, by the way. This
no,
is just
no.
for safety. This is
no.
just
listen,
for safety.
It's amazing.
It's amazing.
And it
smells
good.
So good.
So good.
Sometimes I use it at home, but.
I have clients ask me, what is that? What are you using? It smells so good.
But when I'm cleaning yeah. medical centers, they yeah. don't want to smell no Fabuloso.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true, yeah. Because yeah. I've always wondered, like, if you guys spend, like, are you guys buying in bulk?
So I buy in
money?
Bulk.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Because sometimes, like, with cleaning, because you don't want to run out, right? Especially
right.
if you're constantly cleaning and you're constantly mm-hmm. busy. So I'm like, are you guys using, because especially now, like, because for example, like for me, I have an Amazon page for my business, right?
Right.
Where I can buy stuff in bulk. Yeah. I use all the websites. So I'm wondering if it's kind of the same for you guys.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We have
okay.
our cleaning Amazon
gotcha.
Version
okay.
out there.
Gotcha.
Sometimes I get some stuff from Amazon
okay,
as
gotcha.
Well.
Okay.
I get stuff from Sam's Club. And
okay. Sam's
Club.
Yep.
Club.
Costco.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just got my, is it what, BL, the new little... Costco Sam's Club version. I don't know the name of it.
So you get all the like the packet.
Yeah,
like, in the packet.
Yeah.
That's good. That's
and
good
then
know.
You know, just making sure employees are well equipped.
Right.
Yeah. With their mops and brooms
gotcha.
And trash bags mm-hmm. and you know linens and all that type
right.
of things like that. So yeah, my biggest
okay.
purchases was like the vacuums
gotcha.
And the
yes.
scrubbers and
yes.
stuff like that. But once you get over that hurdle,
right,
everything else is simple
okay.
and easy.
Well, with all
you'll make the money back
real quick.
Of course.
Real
that's
quick.
The goal. So how? So with all the I don't really want to go too deep on the money part of that because it seems like you guys are very successful in what you do. But I just want to be like, it's just more so, it seems like you guys are doing pretty well for yourself. So I'm happy for you, of course, because there are all the businesses, of course, that are like, I'm struggling, but,
yeah.
you know, and we don't want to take away, but it's a journey, right?
Yeah.
It's, of course, it's a journey. But the most important thing when it comes to money that you're making, like, are you setting, like, goals for yourself? Like, hey, I made this much money. Maybe let me do this with this. Let me do this with that. How does that
I
work
do.
For you?
I really... Recently, I've really gotten into like budgeting, like
okay.
creating a personal budget for
gotcha.
Myself and
right.
then a business budget. Like each of my
yeah.
businesses have its own little budget.
Right.
And have a spreadsheet and everything.
Yeah. Right.
Because I need to make sure I ain't overspending, underspending
yeah, yeah.
or whatever. But
right.
being on a good budget has mm-hmm. been able to like really set me apart as far as like hitting my goals.
Gotcha.
And like each
mm-hmm.
of my businesses, I have a goal for each of them. Like I want to make $5,000 for this business.
Right,
I want to do
right.
$10,000 a month for this business
gotcha.
And so forth and so forth.
Gotcha.
And then I like pretty much bust my butt to try to
right.
meet that goal.
Gotcha. Right.
Meet that goal.
Yeah. Would you say is that the same for you too, Bianca?
Yeah. Like in, you know, in my case, I only have a cleaning business. I don't
right,
have like
right.
a, you know.
Yeah.
So
right.
yeah, I
okay.
think it's the same.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's good. I mean, you guys are, you know, you're an entrepreneur. You're enjoying what you love to do, and you're making money with mm-hmm. it, and you're spending it to traveling the world. Must
yeah.
be nice.
Traveling the world.
Must be nice.
Wherever not, I'm not there yet, but it's coming.
Must
it's
be nice.
That part is definitely coming.
Yeah.
So that's I know where we're heading. Could you have something to say, Mama?
No, I just want to
yeah.
say that for our next episode,
yeah.
we're going to bring... and a special guest, business marketing person
okay.
who is going to give us more insight
perfect.
About, you know, how to start a business
okay.
and the tools that you need to utilize to be able to market and marketize
that.
Your business and promote it more when it comes of, you know, social media
right.
and all the amazing tools are out there for us to be able to, to be able to promote your business.
So in a way, there's
a
part two of this conversation.
Yes, absolutely. We're coming with part two.
It's a lot.
I feel like this should be like a series. It's going to be part two, part three, part four.
There's so much. There's so much to cover. There's so much to cover. Yes.
I feel like we're just trying to sort of like kind of put everything to combine it all out once to make it easier for those who are listening. But I still feel like it's just so much to cover and it's not enough time. Like it's
we'll be here all day.
And again, we're not saying, by the way, we're not saying that we're professional by any means. We're all we're dealing with our own personal experiences.
These are personal experiences that we've went through ourselves.
Absolutely.
The ups, the downs, the good, the bads.
Yeah.
You know, we've all had those experiences 100%. Where, like, it has not been easy. No. Like, should I not do this?
Right.
Second guessing yourself. Mm-hmm. Trust me.
We
I
all go through
myself.
That.
Yeah.
When I opened that storefront, I was like, should I open this brick and mortar right now? Girl, what you thinking?
Absolutely. But,
like, don't do it unless you're, like, really, like, how do I say it? Like, you really know what you're doing. Make sure you know, you have all the information. Just don't go out there and
don't
jump.
Don't go in there blinded.
No,
like,
no. Make sure you
jump off this lake.
Nope. Ask questions. And also, like, we have, like you were saying, a lot of platforms, like, you know, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, Google. Like,
all of them.
They have all the the answers for you, the questions, too.
Social media. That's all. I feel that's the only thing we didn't cover, but maybe that will be for next time.
Absolutely. Like, social media.
I mean, that could go with the marketing and stuff like that.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, we're going to be bringing in a special guest from Ottawa University who is going to give us more insight when it comes to business and marketing, how you should promote your business on social media. That's going to be up next in our next episode.
Perfect.
Awesome.
All right, so we're getting close to almost finishing up here, ladies. So I just want to be able just for you guys to take, we're going to go around if there's a maybe like a last minute thing you want to say or you want to add to all of our listeners. And also please make sure you give out how people can contact you via your social media. So we'll start with you, Bianca. I would love just to finish this off. So we're going to start with you. Just add anything. I don't care. Whatever you want to say. Just conversation-wise and everything we spoke of, and maybe motivate those that are looking to get into entrepreneurship. What would you say? What would you add? How would you inspire them?
To start, like, don't wait. Don't like wait for next year. Don't wait for Monday. Don't wait for later. Just start. Like, do it now. Time is, like, you're gonna get old. And starting out that you have the energy, the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I have a kid, so now is my time is like I gotta share it with my baby. Mm-hmm. If you don't have kids, start now. If you have kids, like don't let kids stop you.
Right.
Like,
Okay. Yeah. Cool. Gigi.
No, I gotta say, again, it's the same thing that Bianca has expressed. Just, don't wait. Don't wait. And if you need any type of motivation or help, there's so many resources out there that can assist you.
Right.
All of us have businesses that we've been running for a while. So we also here to guide you and assist you if you need that guidance and to motivate you. But again, do not wait. Go for it. Find your niche. Find what you think you're good at and pursue that. And go for it. Go for it 100%. And for all my Latinas out there, you already know, ladies. You already know, okay? Y'all got to represent for all of us, okay? So go for it. Go
no
for
excuses.
It.
Okay. All right.
No excuses.
And then what do you think, Rishi, to finish us off? Inspire us.
The pressure. I would say stay curious and stay creative.
Yeah.
For those that lack motivation and passion, ask questions. surround yourself with the right people.
Yes.
Make sure you're surrounded with the right people with the same or similar mindsets.
Yes.
And just stay inspired. I mean, the littlest things can inspire you. The littlest person can inspire you. Just stay motivated.
Stay motivated.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. So, again, I am your host, and I'm surrounded by all these beautiful ladies. Trust me. Let me tell you. It's beautiful. It's amazing. And then We have Rashia, we have Gigi, mm-hmm. our other hosts. We appreciate them being here, and they are all business owners. They're amazing individuals to reach out to. I'm going to finish up here so you also have their social media. But the only thing I want to add, and I just want to say, for any man that are listening, right? And this conversation was about women, right? So I need you to sit down. I need you to sit down real quick. Sit down. If you got to get a glass of wine, get some water, I don't care. Listen, if your woman is interested in starting something that she enjoy and love, do not stop her.
No, support.
Do not stop her. Support. If your girl, your yes. sister, your mother
yes.
say, hey, I am interested in doing this, I need you to be that man to get up and say, let's figure this out.
Go ahead and
let's figure this out. Yes. At the end of the day, do not let your ego stop mm-mm. your abundance.
Nope.
Very I'm going like to say that. This again. Do not let your ego stop your abundance. Just because you think you're a man and then your woman is out there doing it and then you feel some type of way. This is no. not about you. Mm-mm. Do not stop your partner, your sister, your wife, your girlfriend, I don't care, anyone,
if you don't to have be anything who they positive are. To say, don't say
don't
anything at all.
Do it. It's not safe. So for that, thank you. And then I'm going to say, how do we get a hold of you again on social media? I know you've been looking at your phone, trying to pull out your social media.
My social media. Like, I'm not always there, but okay. that means I'm busy. You know, gotcha. Like, just that's because I'm not thing. Posting. Yeah, like, thing. Or yeah. like, no, sometimes I wish I can record, like, when I'm cleaning. No, right. I'm busy. My hands are busy. But you can find me as B Premier Cleaning LLC on Instagram and okay. on Facebook. Yeah. That's my social media.
That's fine. Yeah. And then Gigi, how can we find you? Come on, host.
Just listen. Just search Giselle Zapata. There's so many fake Instagrams out there. I'll let you figure it out.
Oh, wow.
I'll be a mystery for you. Oh, okay.
Lord. Okay. Rashia, how do we get a hold of you?
Instagram, TikTok. It's just Miss MS _ my last name. PHINISEE.
And again, thank you so much for joining us. And for me, it's
thank
at
you.
Code Name Kai, CodeNameKai. We appreciate you. We love you. Thank you for being an amazing listener. Ciao. We are out.
Out. Bye.
Bye.
Smooches.